not.
That's the reason for that.
Would the 43 minutes figure be accurate?
Say again?
Would the 43 minutes figure be accurate?
I imagine so. It could also be, I didn't hear the commentary on why the shift in the time, but it probably has to do with when the crew wants to do it. Front row up here.
Could you comment on the when they do TV today? They talked yesterday about shooting the solar corona when they're up in the shadow of the moon. I wonder if somebody could comment on it. Is that the plan? How will it work?
That was being discussed when we came over, and I think that they will do that. Yes.
Could you tell us how it will work? How will they do this, and when, where?
Well, unless I'm missing something, it's just simply as they pass into the shadow, the lunar shadow, they will point the camera at the moon.
Okay, I understand we do have the TV pass coming up, right, Larry? Okay, anybody want to go watch it?
This is Apollo Control. It's 72 hours, 19 minutes. We are going to attempt to get a TV feed through the 85-foot Deschutes Goldstone. Crew indicates that they have the camera turned on. We're standing by now.
We're in the process of handing over to Goldstone. Goldstone has not received your signal, and we'll let you know. Over.
Okay, we've got a beautiful picture on our monitor this morning.
Good show, Dan. Over.
A few minutes ago, at 72 hours, 13 minutes, Tom Stafford asked for his distance from the Earth to the Moon and the velocities. These are the figures we passed up to him at 72 hours, 13 minutes. Apollo 10 is 208,950 nautical miles from the Earth, velocity 3,013 feet per second relative to the Earth, distance from the Moon 9,813 nautical miles, velocity relative to the Moon 4,234 feet per second. Continuing to stand by to see whether we'll be successful in getting this TV feed through the 85-foot dish.
Give us a hack when you're getting a picture, would you please?
Roger, 10. We'll do that. Stand by. I'll give you some word on the Goldstone acquisition.
Okay, if they don't have it before too long, we'll go ahead and terminate it.
Roger, 10, if you'll stand by 2 seconds, we'll give you an estimate of acquisition time. We're supposed to have it at 72:14. So far, they haven't got a signal through the 85.
Houston, while you're waiting for Goldstone, we'll just keep locked on here. We'd still like to have you check with Guido while we have a 290.6 parallel in there on our verb 82.
Roger, stand by, Ken. Hello, 10 Houston. The big Paracentian number is due to the conic integration in a verb 82. At these distances, the guidos are not disturbed. They say that's a normal reaction to that integration. There is a way you can get a better number. If you'd like us to pass it up to you, we'll give it to you. Over.
We take T-21 to about the middle of the LOI burn. That ought to tell us, huh?
That's the way we were going to suggest, Dan. Over.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, well, we figured it was strictly due to the conic, but we just wanted to give it a recheck.
Roger. Hello, 10 Houston. We suggest your GET for the P-21, if you're going to run it, is 760014. Over.
Roger. Thank you.
Houston, Apollo 10, do we have anything through Madrid at this time if Goldstone isn't locked on? Over.
10, Houston, we have a Madrid acquisition, and they're getting a picture recorded on tapes. Goldstone lockup is estimated at another 10 minutes. So dealer's choice on whether to terminate or not.
Okay, we'll knock it off now and let us know when they have acquisition. We'll give it to them for just a short bit in about 10 minutes. And you tell us when. We don't want to just keep holding the camera here. We have a few other things to do. We'll give it to them in 10 minutes for a short run. Over.
Roger, 10. We suggest you hold off till we get acquisition, and we'll give you the word on acquisition at Goldstone. Over.
All right.
This is Apollo Control. It's 72 hours, 25 minutes. As you heard, we'll wait 10 minutes for Goldstone acquisition, then the crew will try for a short TV transmission at that time.
Well, Dan, if you can read our disky, it now shows 61.8 mile parallel. It looks pretty good.
Roger, we copy.
Just like you guys said.
Apollo 10's distance from the moon is 9,028 nautical miles. Its velocity in reference to the moon, 4,283 feet per second.
Hello, Apollo 10. Houston, Goldstone has a good acquisition. We're go for TV. Over.
Okay, Charlie, we'll get you going right now.
Roger.
Hello, Houston, Apollo 10. Our monitor shows a good picture of the Earth. How are you doing?
10, we haven't got our signal yet. Stand by.
picture coming up now.
Okay, Apollo 10, Houston, we're getting it in black and white now. Stand by for the color. We got the color now, Apollo 10. We have the Earth in the center of the section. It seems to have a bluish tinge to the background. We see the a very bright blue, a pale blue, I should say, in the center of the Earth right near the Terminator. Could you describe that for us? Over.
Right.
10,
South Africa. Go ahead, Charlie.
Roger, I was just going to add that we can see the northern part of Africa. It had a bluish tinge to it at first, but now it's coming into a sort of an orangish brown, and we can see the South Atlantic and the cloud covers very well. It's the colors are very good. Over.
Roger, again, the Sahara Desert, the Atlas Mountains, Morocco, Libya, we can see from here. It is an orange, a brownish orange. The nighttime, the Terminator has cut across the Suez Canal and most of Egypt and is now covering most of South Africa. I can see Spain. It is a greenish brown and is completely contrast with respect to North Africa. However, you may have difficulty seeing it on your set due to resolution at this distance. Again, you can see Brazil, but it's covered mostly with clouds at this time.
Roger, 10. We can see.
At this time, Apollo 10.
Go ahead. Go ahead, 10.
Roger, at this time, Apollo 10 is going through the preparation for the lunar orbit insertion burn. And after we lose contact from the Earth, the next time that we come around, to have contact with the Earth, we'll be at approximately a 60-mile by 170-mile orbit around the Moon. Right now, we cannot see the Moon, even though it is rapidly accelerating towards it by its mass. Over.
Roger, Tom. We copied. That's a very good description. We have difficulty seeing any landmass in our picture except for North Africa, and we can see the Terminator cutting across Africa. Europe, the landmasses of Europe are just sort of fade into a bluish color. It looks like an ocean to us. Over.
Right. Really, the only major landmass we can see is exactly what you can see on your set there, and that is the North African continent. Most of Europe is covered by either high clouds or some scattered low clouds, and it's very difficult for us to see it, too. We'll give you a quick shot on the interior now, and then we'll terminate this pass. We'll go inside now.
Roger. Very good. Thank you much for the...